As we stand, let's pray. As we open up the scriptures together, Lord God, help us to know that you are our anchor in the storm. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Do sit down. Well, I love being by the sea. I love walking along the beach, along a coastline. In fact, I did that earlier this week in North Wales. I find it endlessly fascinating and incredibly soothing being by the sea. I love the sea, but I'm also in awe of its amazing power. Most of us probably share that kind of ancient and archetypal fear and just sort of being in awe of the sea. And it's not just about a fear of the water and what the water can do to us, but the evil that might be hidden in the depths of the water, the chaos out of which monsters arise. Stories of the seas and winds, demons stirring up storms, is the stuff of many myths throughout the years. Part of the stories of many different cultures, and very much part of the stories of salvation that we hear in the Bible. Think of the story of Jonah and the whale, the story of Paul shipwrecked in a storm, because storms represent a frightening and uncontrollable threat to life. The violence of the sea demonstrates a chaotic power over which we, as frail humans, have no control. Fear often seems to relate to a feeling of being out of control. In our human frailty, we long often to have control over our lives. We kind of want to put ourselves, if you like, on a level with God. We want to be masters not only of ourselves, but of our environment, of all that is around us. When we're not in control, we find it frightening. But in the Bible, there's a common theme that speaks of God's mastery and authority over the sea and over the waves. God shows his authority over the wind and waves and stills the sea. Despite the chaotic power of the sea, despite what it might contain and what emerged from it, God has control over it and rescues his people from peril. In Psalm 89, it says this: "You rule over the surging sea. When its waves mount up, you still them." Psalm 104: "But at your rebuke, the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder, they took to flight." Psalm 107: "He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed." This was John Newton's experience in 1748 when he was on a ship that had rescued him from the coast of Africa and was taking him home. This is John Newton, most famous now today probably for writing the hymn Amazing Grace. A great storm very nearly sank the ship that he was on, but after many days of pumping water, they were saved. And it was during this time that John Newton experienced his first glimpse of God's grace and mercy and his saving love, a date which he went on to mark for the rest of his life. Now, it took a number of years after that for him to grow in faith, but eventually he became a Church of England priest and a leader for the abolition of the slave trade that he had once participated in. And it was then that he wrote those amazing words: "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see." John Newton's life was transformed when he called to Jesus in the midst of a storm and experienced his presence. In the gospel story today, Jesus and the disciples set out to cross to the other side of the lake, the Sea of Galilee. And the Sea of Galilee is notorious for sudden squalls right up until today, and brief storms, but powerful storms. While they were sailing across, Jesus falls asleep. Then a gale swept down on the lake and the boat was filling with water and they were in great danger. They really were. Their lives were being threatened. So the disciples woke Jesus saying, "Master, Master, we're perishing." Jesus woke up and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. They ceased and there was calm. Jesus uses the power and authority of his spoken word to rebuke the wind and the raging waters. The disciples were safe. Jesus shows his power and authority over the sea. The disciples were afraid and amazed. Following Jesus does not make life smooth sailing. All of us know storms in our lives. Storms in the past, storms that we're experiencing at the moment, storms that will come. Times when we feel really out of control and we know terrible fear and anxiety. Times when we really feel that we might be overwhelmed by the waves. But this story reassures us that we will not be overwhelmed. We are held by Jesus, who is in the boat with us. The wind will blow, the waves will come, and the storm will rage. But as the prophet Isaiah writes, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you." It's the presence of Jesus with us that makes all the difference. It's the authority of Jesus to speak peace over the chaos that reassures us. It's being in the boat with our companions on the journey that brings us comfort. Often, the church, the company of Jesus' followers, is thought of as being a bit like a boat, or the boat, if you like, is a metaphor for the church. And often, not particularly in this church, but often, if you're in a church building and you look up at the ceiling, those enormous tall ceilings, and imagine it upside down, you can imagine that you're in a boat. In fact, there is a church in this country that has been built exactly on the dimensions of Noah's Ark. There's something about the church as a boat, as a place of safety, as a place where we're together, companions on the journey, in a place where Jesus is present with us. When Jesus said to his disciples, "Where is your faith?" he wasn't being accusatory. He was reassuring them. They could put their faith in him. They had nothing to fear. The disciples started out being in fear for their lives during the storm, but when Jesus calms the storm, they're still afraid, but in a different way. Now, they're afraid in the sense of being in awe of the power of Jesus. Jesus had demonstrated his power and authority and stilled the wind and the waves. He brought calm and peace. But the disciples, in their amazement, said to one another, "Who then is this?" They recognized that Jesus had the power and authority of God, just like we heard about in those Psalms, in that Old Testament picture. And they were in awe. Jesus had control over the waves. His word is powerful. But they also recognized Jesus as their friend. Yes, their leader, but as their companion. And in that moment of being afraid and amazed, they truly knew who Jesus was, that he was fully human, but also fully God. And those disciples, like us, had to let go of their own human desire to be in control, to try and fix things for themselves. And as Peter wrote in his first letter, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. What storms, waves, or winds are making you afraid at the moment? What are you trying to hold on to in your life? If you feel comfortable, I'd just like to invite you just for a very few moments to shut your eyes and just make yourselves comfortable so that you can imagine, if it helps to imagine that you're actually in a boat, but remember that you're part of the boat of the church. You're not floating around in the sea alone. In the boat, there are other people, your companions on the journey. And most importantly, Jesus is present on the boat. And as you are aware of whatever it is that's making waves or winds, however small or however great, in your life at the moment, Jesus speaks words of peace and calm. And he takes away your fear. Amen.